Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me, how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, again, as we open your word, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open my heart and my mind to be able to receive the truth of this your word so that I'll not be deceived, that I can walk in the Spirit and in truth close to the Lord Jesus Christ, serving you, Father, in all things. Now be with us, Father, throughout the study this evening. And I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be going into 1 John. Getting in to the book of 1 John here. We've been through now Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And this will be the last book of the four Gospels. Now, to share just a little bit about the book of John with you, this is in the Bible itself. I speak from the King James Version of a teacher's Bible. And here's what some of what they have in it. The Gospel of John and the other Gospels. God's Gospel is noticeably distinct from the other three Gospels. in attempting to explain the difference, we should note three factors. One, often a discourse follows an incident and discusses the implications of that incident. For example, Jesus' thirst at Jacob's well is followed by the discourse on living water, and the feeding of the 5,000 is followed by the discourse on the bread of life. Two, in the other Gospels, the miracles are normally used to reveal Jesus' power. In John, the miracles are usually teaching signs, and a message follows each one. Now, the third one, John's purpose is unique, and consequently so is his interpretation of the life of Jesus. The length of Jesus' public ministry is usually calculated from the Passover mentioned in John's Gospel, and if the feast mentioned in 5:1 is also a Passover, his ministry lasted a little over 3 years. If not, it lasted a little over 2 years. Well, we know from all of the Gospels really that the Lord's ministry was about 3.5 years. Now, because we know when it started and we know when it ended. And really, according to all. Now, yet the authorship, unlike Paul's epistles, the text of this gospel does not name its author. However, John's gospel was readily included in early collections of the New Testament canon. This means that it was believed to be written by a credible and accepted person, such as a disciple. Tradition, the testimony of early Christian writers, almost unanimously attributes it to John, the son of Zebedee. The text tells us that the beloved disciple is the author. So who is this beloved disciple? Well, we know who that was because we're told that in almost all of the books. Beloved disciple. A process of illumination may reveal his identity. Surely he was one of the inner three disciples, Peter and James and John, who were with Jesus at the transfiguration, the healing of Jairus' daughter, and in the Garden of Gethsemane. He is distinguished from Peter, and since James was slain about A.D. 40, long before this gospel was composed, this leaves only John as the beloved disciple. Now, to the date, most Bible students agree that this gospel is the last of the four to be written. That's completed while John was at Ephesus about A.D. 85. Okay. Let's get in here to chapter 1 so that we can get started and see what God has for us. Give me just a minute here. You got a little runny nose. All right. Here in chapter 1, in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now here, in this first verse, he starts out like that. We see that in the beginning, with God, taking the fellowship between God the Father and God the Son in eternity. The Word was God, just as the previous expression, the Word was with God, emphasizes the distinction in the Godhead. This phrase stresses the essential unity in the Greek text of this verse. God is a predicate adjective appearing without article and preceding the Word, thus emphasizing Jesus' divinity. John could not have expressed the full divinity of Christ more completely. All right, now, 2, the same was in the beginning with God. 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, we find there in verse 3 that he's telling us that all things are made by him. John's writing, his life represents salvation and deliverance through Christ, and light denotes Jesus, revelation of God, which calls men to accountability. Now, here in verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now this John here in 6 is not the disciple John. This is speaking of John the Baptist. And he's going to be spoke about here in the next several verses. The saying came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. You see, he's letting us know that 6 is talking about John the Baptist, because he was the forerunner of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the one that baptized him and all, and was present when the Lord received the Holy Spirit here on this earth, indwelling. 8. And he's still talking about John here. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which is exactly as we know is what happened. We know too that God brought him and Christ into the world at the same time. There was 6 months difference in their age. Man, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You see, for you and I to receive anything of God, or to be able to go to the Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, it has to be through this light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, he came so that we would have a way out of darkness and into the light of God, which is through Jesus. And that's the only way that we have of salvation and being able to pray directly to the Father and to hear from Him all goes through Jesus. Now, He was in the world and the world was made by Him. And the world knew Him not. The world did not acknowledge or recognize Him, Jesus, as the true light. Now, 11, He came into His own, and His own received Him not. You know, we know He did. He was born of a Jewish mother in a home that was born unto His own people. And He came to His own, that is the world, His own received Him not. His own people, the Jews, did not receive Him. Jesus was rejected by His own world in general and by His own people in particular. And as we go on here in 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Receives Him. Those that receive Him emphasizes appropriately Jesus Christ taking Him as Savior. Power literally means authority, even to them that believe, is expiatory, to receive, to believe on His name, is the same as taking Him as Savior. Now, 13. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We know this being born, this follows the thought in the previous verse of becoming a son of God. Born implies a birth. And verse 13 explains how it takes place. Blood is literally family lineage or national heritage, does not bring about the new birth, but of God, the new birth is not of human origin. Rather, it is spiritual and supernatural. And I think that anybody that reads this, just the story of His birth and how Mary became pregnant with Him, as she met this angel and all, and the things she was told, we can all see that it was a supernatural birth and pregnancy for the angels. 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, you know, John bears witness of Him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." And yet we all know from the Word of God, as we studied, that John was born first. A few months before the Lord Jesus. But he's telling us here, we're being told here, that the Lord was before him, because he knew the deity and all of who Jesus really was. And he also knew about some things about his existence before birth. 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. Now, we know that God gave Moses the law, yes. We know also that you and I are saved by grace. It is the gift of God. And it comes by the Lord Jesus Christ. 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. 19. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." You see, he was letting them know that he was not the Christ, but that he was due to come shortly. Well, he's already, at this time, he's already in the world. So they are both pretty well grown. 21. And they ask him, "What then? Art thou Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" Well, he describes himself here in a peculiar but a quaint way. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." 24. The day which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ or Elijah, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not." He said, he's among you, standing even among you, but you don't know. 27. He it is who's coming after me, for me, whose shoe latches I am not worthy to unloose. Now, 28. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptized. And the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Now, he's speaking to all that are there present with him and telling them that the Lamb of God is there and coming. That the Lamb of God was used to sacrifice in the Passover and the sin offering. Some suggest that this may allude to scapegoat or to his suffering servants. But you see, these things, you know, he goes on here now in 30. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. 34. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Now this is John the Baptist doing all this talking and so forth. Now, 35. Again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, Jesus asking those two, What seek ye? They say unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. And the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and saith unto him, follow me. You see, these men he was choosing, it didn't take a lot of coaxing or anything for them to follow him. He just simply said, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me, Jesus? And Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. We have just now finished the chapter 1 here of the Gospel of John. And we will be stopping here for the evening. And I pray that you have gotten something from the study and the reading this evening that has brought joy to you and to your heart and will move you closer to Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for this word. We love this word, Father. Now, Father, we pray for Israel. Pray for peace for them. And we pray even more, Father, for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, for this land of ours, land that you have blessed and has turned its back, Father, and walked away and took Jesus, Father, out of every place he was in. Not even wanting to be used, Father, in our prayers. Because of those that are sitting in our high offices. that are evil, and that has brought this evil upon this land, for them to be removed from office and replaced by those that belong to you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love your church, your people, and this nation, and that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded. That day, Father, your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for those that are on my heart, you know each and every one. I pray for them, Father. I pray for Kenny Palmer. I pray, Father, for Dennis Lee. I pray for Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby, Willie Johnson, James Taylor, for Sue Branson, for Debbie, for Daryl, for Courtney and Shane, Father, for my wife, for my children, and for my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, and for each one that is on my heart, for their families also, Father, because we all have family members not living right. May the Holy Spirit work with them and help to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Father, as we close out this day, keep us through this night in health. Keep us safe. Bring us all back together again in the morning, Father, back into your will and air. Father, this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All have a great day and a good night. Walk with the Lord.